them and talk to fireworks.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 2nd, 2015 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini, here. Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lupke?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Mr. Mishka is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance after being delayed from last meeting. By the Scots.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. I would like to add as the last agenda item, well, it's 12, a report from the service director concerning snow removal efforts. All I have, Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Seeing nothing, we'll go across for staff. Bill, anything?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Hearing nothing more, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. We're on to agenda item four, which is approval of meeting minutes from January 19th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the January 19th, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from January 19th, 2015 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes stand approved. Agenda item five is an item for referral to the Planning Commission. It is zoning ordinance amendment CA 1, 2015 to rezone some existing light industrial property along the long Alexis Road to professional B1B. Mr. Hanam, any questions about this or professions from a member of council? This will be should be referred to the Planning Commission.
Right.
They meet in a week from Wednesday.
Do you have any information about the, do we know anything about this?
Mr. Hanam, this is the Kentucky Fried Chicken property, actually.
Yeah.
That was just, it was an anomaly. They realized after it was closed and they're trying to sell it that the zoning was industrial rather than a business classification. So that's why they're petitioning for the zoning.
So they're not really looking to change the nature of the use.
Just to kind of make the zoning conform with what is. What the use has historically been.
Is its current use legal under our zoning code?
I don't know how long that Kentucky Fried Chicken
it
has
may
been
be
there.
It
maybe
could
that's why
be.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been there.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Mayor, I'd move we refer application number ZA-1-2015 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
And moved and seconded to review zoning ordinance amendment petition ZA 1 2015 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and that will be added to the Planning Commission agenda for next Wednesday. Agenda item six is the ordinance concerning donation, charitable donation containers around town. This has been to the zoning and annexation committee and I believe circulated among all members of council. It is back here. Mr. Hanam asked that it be referred to the Plan Commission. And I think if there's any comments about this language first, I'd appreciate it before it goes to the Planning Commission. Mr. Hanam, why don't you just summarize what the ordinance will accomplish?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. We've had, I think, two Zoning and Annexation Committee meetings on this. And this originated with some citizen complaints about the donation containers springing up on, in a number of retail establishments. We did some recognizance with some of the retail owners and found that a lot of the donation bins had been placed without their approval. And in at least one instance, we had, the property owner had requested they be removed, and they were not removed and abandoned, I believe. So we identified this as an ongoing issue. What the legislation does is it doesn't ban them, but it does require that a donation container be registered and pay a registration fee. It limits the number of donation bins on any piece of real estate to a single one. What it also does, though, is it also creates in the city an authorization and a power to address an unregistered bin or an abandoned bin. And for those that are registered, it creates standards for their appearance and for their operation and maintenance. We have met with a number of donation bin operators who, and this legislation was drafted taking into consideration donation bin legislation, similar legislation in a number of other jurisdictions, and is kind of a hybrid of those. The last draft was considered at the last Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting, and we did have some comments, and those comments are reflected here, and had a lot of good work on this by our law director. I appreciate her help with this. And so I think at this point we are, the Zoning and Annexation Committee has looked at it a couple of times and is, and I think this reflects the comments that we've had to date, and it's ready for to move forward through the legislative process, which of course means it goes to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation, and then it would come back for a public hearing prior to our council's final consideration of it. And that would be, that public hearing would give any interested party an additional opportunity to comment on it. So at this point, I think we are ready to refer ordinance number 4-2015 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation, and I would so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 4-2015 be referred to the Municipal Planning Commission for their review of Chapter 1167 charitable donation containers for their review and recommendation to City Council. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, that will be added to the Plan Commission agenda a week from Wednesday. Moving on to agenda item 7, we have proposed ordinance 5-2015. This is an ordinance for the Maplewood Marketplace for LG Creates in Suite 3. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is for Laura Jakes. She operates a graphic design business and currently in one of the suites that was previously authorized by Sylvania City Council back last March. And her business has been successful, and she would like to expand into some recently vacated space. And she's taking the property over as is. We haven't done any improvements, painting or anything. So the rent is reflective of her taking care of all the improvements, and I would recommend its approval.
Mrs. Husman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 5-2015. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, authorizing a lease agreement between the City of Sylvania as Lesser and Laura Jakes individually and doing business as LJ Creates as lessee of Suite B3 in the Maplewood Marketplace at 5702 North Main Street, Savannah, Ohio, for the purpose of operating a graphic design business, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the time of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the city of Savannah, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 5, 2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 5, 2015.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 5, 2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 5, 2015 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is the second time around looking for bids on this Haroon Community Park Stormwater Demonstration Project. And let's have a report from the service director about the bids received.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we rebid the project after trying it towards the end of last year. Our timing was just off. We were asking for too much work to be done before the end of the year, and contractors just weren't going to be able to do it, so we didn't have the interest. This year, we had 7 plan holders, and all 7 submitted bids. Knowing that we were going to be kind of the first project out of the gate and to be able to get started right away on the project. The low bid on the project was submitted by Geddes Paving and Excavating with a bid of $74,960. That was under the engineer's estimate of $92,102. And you should also note that if you remember, we have a grant for this project of $82,000. So this project actually won't cost the city any money. The grant will cover the full cost of the project. So it'll be a nice project. It'll be a project that local schools and that can take a look, be able to go down and see what a bioswale looks like. We can explain what it does. Our parks department will be involved in some of those education activities and things like that. So I would recommend approval of the bid, and the project will get moving when it warms up. So, which I didn't think was going to be very long, but after this weekend, I'm not sure.
All right. Even though this is a storm water project, it's a demonstration project inside a park, so I really think this is a parks and forestry ordinance to be read. Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 6-2015. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Geddes Paving and Excavating and awarding the contract for the Haroon Community Park Storm Water Demonstration Project to same. Authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $74,960. Appropriating funds, therefore. Waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 6-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage ordinance number 6-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 6-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 6-2015 is approved. Agenda item 9 is the notice of a transfer of a liquor permit, a D5 liquor permit from KMT Ventures doing business as Hamways on the Main to Bellworthy LLC, 5th Street Pub at the same address. Chief, any comments about this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you know, we always review all the parties listed on the transfer permit here. Having seen no issues with the names on there and having no incidents at Hamways, we'll assume that we won't have any with the new parties involved. Police Department has no objections to the transfer. That will be my recommendation not to request a hearing at this time.
Thank you. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no hearing be requested for the transfer of the D5 permit to, from KMT Ventures LLC doing business as Hamways to Bellworthy LLC doing business as Fifth Street Pub at 5577 Monroe Street, Suite D.
Second. Moved and, it's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for this liquor permit transfer at 5577 Monroe Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk file that information with the Ohio Division of Liquor Control. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals? Hearing none, let's go on to added agenda item 12 for a brief report from the service director about the hard work done by our streets division and by our parks and forestry personnel in the last 48 hours or so.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, as you can imagine, the last 48 hours almost, yeah. They've been pretty busy. A little bit before midnight, Sunday morning, between Saturday night and Sunday morning, our crews started working. We initially had spread some brine material to pre-treat the roads because they were calling for snow event rather than an ice event. And so that brine material does give us a grace period, if you will. It really takes care of that first inch or so of snow and allows our crews to get caught up on the residential areas, get the equipment fired up and things of that nature. So we use the brine material on the main routes. We don't use it back in the subdivisions, but on the main routes we can use it. That way traffic can keep moving and those main thoroughfares are kept safe. We have been on 12-hour shifts since midnight. We will be on the 12-hour shifts through at least noon tomorrow, and then we'll determine what we do from that point on based on the conditions that we're seeing. No events to the negative have taken place. The crews have obviously put in a lot of hours, a lot of time. We dug into our salt stock more the last 2 days than we had the whole year prior, but we still have December and January are very friendly to us. We still have plenty of stock on hand. I feel comfortable, you know, short of several storms like this continuing to come and see us, that we'll be fine throughout the rest of the year. So we'll end this year in a lot better shape than we ended last year as far as our salt supply goes. So crews are doing a good job, always do. Nice, obviously they're putting in a lot of time, and obviously that it's overtime, and it does mean a little bit of a bigger check. But I'll tell you what, after a few 12-hour shifts on a snowplow, that gets old. So I commend them. I've been in those seats, and I know what they're going through. It's a tense build, 12 hours. So.
Past years for a big snow like this, we've had to. It ran out an articulated front-end loader for some of the cul-de-sacs. We still do that, or are we able to do it without it?
So far, I'm not aware that we have hit any of the cul-de-sacs. We have done some work downtown already because of the added snow. That'll be some of the cleanup work that we'll do as we catch up here. So.
Let me define cleanup work. That's when they come down your street a second time and close your driveway up again. It is to gain access to the post, to the mailboxes, and also to widen the street out wide enough for cars to park and to pass on the road safely. So there is a reason for it. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Aller? All right. That brings us to the end of our agenda, and there are no official information items listed, but I think all of you have in your council packet this information concerning the Maplewood Marketplace. We talked late last year about this might be a good time to market the Maplewood Marketplace and see if we have any buyers. Mr. Sanford, I don't know if you want to go over any of these materials or not, but this is going to be advertised in the paper. This is not confidential. We want it advertised, so that's why I'm bringing it up. We potentially do have a couple of interested parties, but we'll find out how interested they are.
Just to add, Mr. Mayor, I wanted council to have this. This has been distributed to all the tenants over at the
marketplace, and we will be writing some ads for the Sylvania Advantage and then the business, the local business development paper also. Two places we're going to run ads on this.
Okay, if anybody gets inquiries about them, refer them to Mr. Sanford, and hopefully we'll have a positive sale of the property.
Mr. Mayor, do we have this documented in a PDF format, or is this, this looks like it was printed from a PDF? Could you forward that to me? Thank you.
Will do. I'll make sure we get that. No problem, I will send to everybody.
And it's nearly, it's fully occupied, it's got good income from it, and looks like the city's mission is accomplished on that building. We just need to find the right buyer for it now. Okay, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned to its next regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday, February the 18th. Monday of that week is President's Day, so we are delayed to Wednesday, the 18th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for braving the weather. But this was a walk in the park, the one we did last year, as I recall. Have a nice evening.